The Bush administration is trying to counter growing criticism of Saudi Arabia's level of cooperation in the campaign against terrorism. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell said Saudi Arabia has been very forthcoming with intelligence and is working to obtain financial information about alleged terrorist groups. The White House says President Bush has called Saudi Crown Prince Abdullah to express his appreciation, but several members of Congress argue that Saudi Arabia, a longtime U.S. ally, actually has done little to help. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Sources on Capitol Hill describe a bare minimum of cooperation from Saudi Arabia, even on intelligence matters. A Senate aide who asked not to be named pointed out that Saudi Arabia has not arrested anyone in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks on the U.S., even though at least half of the hijackers of U.S. planes are believed to have been from Saudi Arabia, as is Osama bin Laden, the suspected mastermind. Yesterday, Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, told NPR the U.S. needs to take a tougher line with the Saudis.
We used to be able to turn a blind eye and say, look, we understand the pressure on them. They've got to yield to the radicals within their community, and we understand that for their own safety's sake. But I think we have to be a little more direct with the Saudis from this point on and say, look, this behavior cannot continue.
Senator Biden was referring to Saudi Arabia's past tolerance and support for extreme Islamist groups such as the Taliban. Hume Horan is a former ambassador to Saudi Arabia. He says the Saudi royal family is paying for its political expediency. Years ago, the House of Saud allied itself with the U.S. to protect the small, weak monarchy from external threats, and it gave the ultra-Orthodox religious establishment a free hand within Saudi Arabia.
With the religious establishment keeping intellectual dissent down at home, the Americans keeping the region happy for Islamic monarchism, Saudi sort of walked that fine line between these two forces, and they did it pretty well.
Hume Horan says the Saudi regime kept oil flowing to America and saw no need to make changes domestically as long as it had oil revenue to keep the population happy. But the growth of fundamentalist religious movements, some opposed to the lavish royal family, have upset the balance. Roger Dewan is an oil industry consultant specializing in the Persian Gulf and Saudi Arabia. He says that close cooperation with the United States could cost the monarchy dearly, but the regime, he says, has been helpful nonetheless.
We've seen some cooperation already in the oil market, for example, where in the aftermath of September 11, oil prices have really declined, and Saudi Arabia hasn't pushed OPEC to defend the higher prices. So on economic matters, at least, and oil prices, we've seen a very clear cooperation from the Saudis.
A former member of the National Security Council says that in his experience, Saudi Arabia was cooperative with the U.S. counterterrorism efforts to some degree, but in significant areas, he says, would not help at all. The former official, who asked not to be identified, says that in some cases, the country simply did not have the institutions or regulatory mechanisms to meet U.S. requests. That's a big obstacle in efforts to track funding for Osama bin Laden's network. Saudi Arabia's central bank is only a few decades old, and analysts say there is no monitoring of charitable groups and how they use their assets. Islamic charities are believed to be a significant source of terrorist funding. Simon Henderson is a writer and consultant on Saudi Arabian issues. He says there's another problem in trying to gain Saudi cooperation.
From a Saudi perspective, it's intensely embarrassing that their own people were involved in the horrors of September the 11th. They would prefer to deny it or to say it's an internal matter, we'll deal with it ourselves. They just don't want to cooperate with any other power, and particularly the United States.
The Bush administration has done much to protect Saudi sensitivities. Publicly, administration officials have said nothing negative about Saudi cooperation, quite the contrary. Regional diplomats and analysts predict that Saudi Arabia eventually will help more, but quietly and much too slowly to satisfy Washington's urgent demands. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.